Okay. Hey, bring up the chairs, guys. Bring up the chairs. Okay, let's begin. I appreciate that. Thank you, Matthew, very much. Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay? Rebekah, actually.
Okay. Oh, you got the sefer from Shiloh.
No, this is old sefer. I've had that, yeah. Yeah, I got that one. Thank you, yeah. Okay, let's begin, guys. I want to begin with the following. Let's turn to Tesamid Beis. Let's turn to Tesamid Beis, a small Taisvis, okay, which we mentioned from the Aruch Lanier the other day. If you look at Tesamid Beis, which we saw a few weeks ago, we saw the din, that if you build a sukkah under another sukkah, it's psula. So the Gemara says, b'feirish, the following. It says, Tanra Bonan. Matthew, move up. It says Basukas. It says in the pasuk Basukos Teshu Lo Basukas Shetachas Asuka Basukas Shetachas Ilan Lo Basukas Tzibtoch Abayis. The Bryce here says in Testament based by the two dots. Let's get the three dinim down. That you cannot build one sukkah under another sukkah. Number one. Number two, you can't build a sukkah under a tree. That's number two. And number three, you can't build a sukkah under a bias. There are three halachas from Testament Beis and the Brisa, and these are accepted halachas everyone agrees upon. So if you look at Tosfos on the bottom, the next to last Tosfos on Testament Beis, Tosfos writes, Basukos, Ve'afilu l'man damar yesh eim l'mikra modud l'olachinim nechtav amasoros kidapricious l'el. He says, if you interpret the Gemara based on yesh eim l'masorah, this din fits beautifully, because it says Basukos. What does Basukos mean? Singular. Look at the way it spells. So it tells me you can have one sukkah, not two. You can't have a sukkah under another sukkah. So since you can't have a sukkah under another sukkah, we're assuming Yeshayim L'Masorah, therefore a sukkah tachas a sukkah is psula. So Tosfos says, but I don't understand. How do you learn this din? How do you learn this din if you hold what? If you hold Yeshayim L'Mikra. If you hold Yeshayim L'Mikra, so how could it be that you understand this Gemara? How can you understand? How can it be that you understand this Gemara at all? This Gemara is a what? Is a Yesh Eim L'Masorah Gemara, right? So Tosfos says no problem. Tosfos says no problem. He says the Torah doesn't spell things for no reason, but you need to fill in the blank. Tosfos doesn't say a Hesber. So what did the Aruch Lanier say? We said yesterday. The Aruch Lanier said we're talking about two different topics. When you talk about the number of mechitzas in our Gemara and Vav and Beis, that's one topic. I'm a Yeshayim L'mikra man, and therefore I hold like Reb Shimon 4. But this is a different type of topic. A topic of how many what? How many structures you have under one under another? It's a question of how many structures you have one under another, that's a different topic. And on that I can hold what? Lo lechinam nechtav Torah. On that I can hold the Torah wasn't written for what? The Torah wasn't written for nothing. Here are you. The Torah wasn't written for nothing, wasn't spelled for nothing and no reason, and therefore what? And therefore, what do we say? We say, Yesh Eim L'Masorah. Please get this down. Guys, I just started with this. On Testament Beis, okay? What is your name?
Gabriel.
What we started with Shirin. Guys, get it down, Ariel. On Testament Beis, we learned three dinim from the Brisa. One is, you can't build a sukkah under a sukkah. Number two is, you can't build a sukkah under a tree. Number three is, you can't build a sukkah under a bias. All those three halachas are stemmed from the fact Yeshayim L'Masorah. They interpret the word sukkah. One sukkah, that's it. One sukkah, not tacha sukkah. But if I'm a Yeshayim L'Mikra man, Jacob, how do I understand this din? Tosfos says, no problem. The Torah doesn't spell things for no reason at all. Of course it spells it differently. So therefore, but it doesn't fill in the blank. What we said from the Aruch Lanier yesterday is two different topics. Vav and Beis is how many walls you need. If you're Reb Shimon, Yeshayim L'Mikra, four walls. Chisel down to three and a tefach. But this topic is a different topic, Gabriel. It's a different topic, and you can't have one sukkah under another sukkah. So I have no problem if I'm a Yeshayim L'Mikra on one topic. On another topic, I need to hold Yeshayim L'Masorah. Okay? That's what Tosfos is saying. Please get it down. Testament based with the Hesber of the Aruch Lanier. Okay? Our Tosfos left it as a kasha. Our Tosfos left it as a kasha l'maisa. Our Tosfos, was asking according to the other mandamrim, as we said, that if you hold Yeshayim, remember we said the different Nebaisamas in the Gemara? Even if you hold Yeshayim L'Masorah, but this Gemara should hold Yeshayim L'Mikra. Take this, Adam. Everyone should hold Yeshayim L'Mikra. Right? Remember we said that? We said if you hold Yeshayim L'Masorah, here, David. If you hold Yeshayim L'Masorah by us, then this will be a shame lemikra. What will be your result? That sukkah tachas sukkah should be what? If you hold yeshem lemikra by us on vav and beis, and here will be yeshem lemesorah because it's a different topic. What will be your result? Sukkah tachas sukkah should be kshera, and no one in the right mind holds that. That's why our Tosfos left it as a kasha. Remember? Please get that down. That's why our Tosfos left it as a kasha. That's what the Aruch Lanier writes. Please get that down. That last Likud as well. So that's the first mahalach I wanted you to get. You got that down? Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
So the Aruch Lanier is basically saying that we know for a fact that sukkah tachas sukkah
is psula. And Tosfos here at Tosfos guides himself accordingly.
So there's one Maan D'Amar who happens to go the route of Yesh'eim L'Mesoris, but there's another way to get there. So for the Maan D'Amar who is Yesh'eim L'Mikra, it's not a...
Yesh'eim L'Mikra is our Gemara, four walls, and this Gemara is different. Yesh'eim L'Mesoris is a different topic.
No, but so then what would the...
But the Aruch Lanier says our Tosfos is working with the Yibayah Sema that everyone holds Yesh'eim L'Mesorah. So how do you look at our Gemara here on Testament base? Must be Yesh'eim L'Mikra, which the result should be that what? That it should be Kshayra, which no one in the right mind holds.
So what I'm saying is, how would we connect the fact that no one holds that Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is okay, and the guy...
He's left with a dilemma. That's why the Aruch Lanier says our Tosfos leaves it as a kasha.
Oh, so but no one knows how if you hold...
Yes, he leaves it as a kasha. But on Testament base, Tosfos is clear. So therefore, he gives that hesper.
Why can we say binyan av kol tarakula that Yesh'eim L'Mikra is wrong and Yesh'eim L'Mesoris?
Okay, but Lamaisi, if you hold Yesh'eim L'what, if you hold Yesh'eim L'Mesorah, it seems to be the theory is if it's different topics, you can hold Yesh'eim L'Mesorah here. So he's trying to be consistent with this, with the two topics. So therefore, he's difficult. Adam, you got a Gemara? You got your Gemara? You got to look on with someone then, okay? Let's look on with someone, okay? Let's get this. I usually left my other Gemaras to Miss Medrash. Okay? Now let's get the following. Quickly, Donnie, go ahead. That's the first mahalach. Go ahead.
You just say that according to the Eim L'Mikraman that it's possible, the Surah Tafasuk is possible, we just don't give a svar behind it?
Yeah, in other words, our Tosfos holds, if you hold like the Ibayasem and the Gemara, remember there are four permutations in our Gemara? Remember we did there four Ibayasemas? If you hold like the Ibayasem and everyone's Yesh'eim L'Mesorah, that means on a different topic you could hold Yesh'eim L'Mikra. So it means on Tesvim base you should hold Sukkah Tachasukkas Ksheira. Because Yesh'eim L'Mikra means Kama Sukkas. You can have many Sukkas. And no one holds Sukkah Tachas Sukkah Kshera. That's why Tosfos leaves it by us as a kasha. But Tosfos on Testament Bay says, everyone holds Yesh'eim L'Mikra over there on Dalanim by us, by Vavim Bay. Here it's Yesh'eim L'Mesorah. One Sukkah. Took Sukkah Tachas Sukkah Psula. Fits beautifully in different topics. Okay? That's why our Tosfos is left with a conundrum. He's left with a dilemma. But Tosfos and Testament Beis is very clear. But it's the same theory that if you deal with two different topics, you call Yesh'eim L'Mikra on one, and you call Yesh'eim L'Mesorah on the other. Okay? Donnie, you follow me?
Yeah.
You got it? Okay, that's the first mahalach I wanted to mention. Number two, please get this down. I said we'd save this till tomorrow. Now it's today. Okay? The Rav Ganak Shlita, you know, Rav Ganak is a great gaon, he's the head of the OU. He also wrote many svarim. He's a great Talmud of the Rav, one of the top Talmud of the Rav. In fact, he spoke in our shul a few weeks ago. His grandson's bar mitzvah was on our shul. So he says the following. Thank you, Don. So he says the following. Listen to this chiddush, okay? It's a beautiful chiddush. I want you to get it down. I said we would wait for it. Now we're saying it over. We mentioned yesterday in the beginning of the Tosfos that there's a machloikas Rabbi Kiva in the Chachamim regarding the following scenario. If you have a revise of blood in a room from a corpse, it's one puddle of blood, it's metame ba'ohel, because it came from the corpse. The whole room is tame. What happens if you have a puddle of blood, but the bloods are from two different mason? And for simplistic purpose, half a revise from one mace, Adam, half a revise from another mace. Are they mitzarev together to metame? So we pointed out yesterday that Tosfos in the beginning of the Tosfos quotes Rabbi Kiva in Sanhedrin that holds Yesh'eim L'Mikra, who says, it says Nefashos. And the Mikra is what? Nefashos. There's no Vav there. But if Nefashos, Rabbi Kiva says you can starve the Revis together from two Mason. Rabbi Kiva says you can starve. Chum say no. Yesh'eim L'Mesorah, and therefore what has to be Revis from one Mace. So let's get it down. Okay?
Chachamim say no.
Chachamim say no. Correct. Rabbi Kiva, let's write it down. Rabbi Kiva holds Nefashot. He holds Yesh'eim L'what? Yesh'eim. No, he holds Yesh'eim L'what?
Mikra, and therefore you can what? Mitzdarif, Leravis, Mishnei, Mason. The Dam. Mitzdarif, Leravis, Dam, Mishnei, Mason. And therefore it's Vitamit. Chavim say, no way. Chavim say, Lo Mitzdarif, Sarich what? Ella, Rak, Sarich, Mace, Echad. Revis. Why? Because what? It says what? Nefashot yesh aim. But what? L'mesorah. Correct? We got this? Yesh aim l'mesorah. Gabriel, you got this? Yeah. It says in the pasuk nefashot, without a vav. If you look at the spelling, that means what? One nefesh. Come and say only revis of blood's got to be from one mace. According to Rabbi Kiva, you look at the mikra, how it sounds. It sounds like nefashot when you're laying in shul. So if it sounds like nefashot in shul, it's from two mason. You can start from two mason. You got it?
Yeah.
That's the machloek of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. So Rav Ganek Shlitit says the following. Here, so you take the Mar Makabis in the Sanhedrin. Here, up here. So he says the following. Rebirkus Yitzchak, it's called, on Sanhedrin. Okay? Let's get it. He says like this. A beautiful, beautiful Hesber. What is the Lamda Shemachlaikis Tin Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim? You're right, that's technically, but he wants to say more than that. What he wants to say, Donnie, is that it's a fundamental Machlaikis. Is it a din in the shear of Revis? Rabbi Kiva says, I don't care how you get to the Revis, it's a din in the Revis. I'm going to write it here. It's a din birevis. I don't care how many mason you get it together. As long as the revis of blood from mason, done. According to the Chachamim, it's a din in the mace. And therefore it's got to be one mace and one mace alone.
Is this a chefza gavra?
I wouldn't call it chefza gavra. I would say, is it a din in the, is it a halach in the sheer revis? Or is it a halach in the mace? Because it's a halach in revis, I don't care how many mason you get the blood from. But if it's a halach in what mace, you need one mace and that's it. Halacha l'maisa. And this is what he wants to say to Machlaikis. And I want you to get this, because the Rambam writes at Perek Dalud, Hilchos Tumas Ameis, if you have a rova atzomos, and you have, let's say, a skeleton of a human being, or a skull, they are not mitzdar from Shnei Mesim. And this is based on the Mishan Olos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Olos. They are not shiurim. The spinal skeleton of a human being, and the skull and the structure of bones are considered to be a manifestation of a mace. Therefore, you cannot mitzdarif a skeleton or a skull from different mason. A mace is mitame. A skeleton is mitame. A skull is mitame. But the Mishnah says that all else, we got to know shas, is only from one mace. Because those are manifestations of a mace. So you cannot mitzdarif from two together. It's not a shear. The skeleton and the structure of a skeleton and the skull is not a shear. It's a manifestation of a mace. So it's got to come from one mace.
Half a bone is not
metamic? In this halacha, Shedra v'gogolus, if you wanted to make up a spinal skeleton or a skull, it's got to come from one mace. I'm not talking about etzem kishora, one bone. I'm talking about the skeleton. Halacha l'maisa. What'd you say? Let's say you had a case, it was metame. You had a skeleton of a human being.
So we even have the skeleton.
Let's assume halacha l'maisa, in such a case, you're asking that it's a din of an etzim. So let's say l'maisa wouldn't be atzomos. If it's a din atzomos, maybe you could be mitzdarif. But this is a din of a mace. Halacha l'maisa. You can't mitzdarif. Okay, you're asking a kasha. But there is a halacha of a skeleton and a skull. And a skeleton and a skull cannot be mitzdarif together from two different mason. Because that's an example of a what? That's an example of a manifestation of a mace. Do you follow what I'm saying? For what happens if you take a gazias of one, half of a gazias from one mace, and a half of a gazias from another mace? Then that's mitzdarif. Because that's a din in a shear. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? It's a shear, halacha l'maisa. And therefore, it's a possible mitzdarif from shnei mason. It's not shearim. A gazias from a mace is mitzdarif from shnei mason. It's not metamit Torah Smeis, it's metamit Torah Shir. This is the Mishnayis and the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Dalet, Uchos Tumas Meis, Aluch Aleph. And it's from the Mishnayis and Perek Beis and Olos. Again, if you took a half a kazayas of flesh from one mace and a half a kazayas from another mace, is that mitzdarif? Yes, but it's based on a shear, because it equals a shear of a kazayas. You took a half a bone from someone, another half a bone, that's a shear of a kazayas. But a skeleton or a skull is a chefsa of a mace. It's a manifestation of a mace, and it does not lend itself to what? To be mitzdarif to what? From two mason together. I'm just trying to bring an example of it fitting in with Hushita. Hushita. The Chachamim here. The Chachamim. It's similar. It's similar. But I want you. But what I want you to bring out. Well, 1 second, Matthew. I want you also to get this. There's a Ravid. The Ravid writes in Pirik Dal, because Tumas Mesa Lachi Yigimel. If you have a vris of blood, and David asked me this in Seder, if you have a vris of blood scattered around a room from a mace, but it's not one puddle, is that tahora or not? Yes. It has to be in one puddle. Why? Because again, that shows it's got to be a manifestation of a what? It's got to be a mace. A mace is a nefesh, only when it's mechubar. Whereas if you held it was a din of a shear, maybe it would lend itself to say, okay, you can mitzdarif it together from the different what spattered around. But if it fits much better if it's a din of a mace. If it's a din of a mace, it's got to be mechubar together. And the last raya I want to show with this, please, 1 second, Benny, I want you to get it all down. We'll chazar, and then I'll take the questions. Then we got to get to the next tesis. There is a Gemara in Nazar, Daflamed Chesem and Aleph, that lists off 10 categories in Shas where there's a Shir Revis. 10 different halachas. And one of the 10 is that according to who? According to what is one of the 10?
Gemara in Nazar.
Gemara in Nazar, Lamed Chesem and Aleph. And what's one of the 10? That Revi's dam is Yotz Mishnei Mesim is Metame Ba'ol. Why? What's the Kasha?
It's against us.
No, why does it quote the din of Rabbi Kiva? Just quote the Chachamim. Just quote the Chachamim. You got the Kasha? Again, the Gemara lists down 10 examples of Revi's and it lists the din of Rabbi Kiva. That you can have a puddle of blood of Revi's that's Mistar for two Mesim. Why does it just quote the Chachamim? Nazir Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Why don't you just quote the Chachamim? What'd you say? I understand, but if you're trying to display Bini Adin Revis, why Dafka go to Rabbi Kiva? Go to the Chachamim. They require Revis, but it's got to be from one mace. You're the Kasha? What's the answer? I've set it up for you. Because the Chachamim bring what to the table? Not the Shear of Revis. They say it's a manifestation of a what? Of a mace. I want to show Revis highlighted, accentuated. So don't quote me the Chachamim Shita. Who do you quote? Who do you quote? You quote Rabbi Kiva. Isn't that a beautiful vor? It's a lunda shavor. Vinny, you got that? Let's chazer it over now. Three riots. Again. Izzy, the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham is based on Yeshem Lemikin Yeshem Lemasora, like Donnie said. Can't even starve together. But you can say it in a lunda shaway. As Rav Ganach says, they're fundamentally arguing. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's a shir revis. Why not mitzdar from two mason? As long as it's a puddle together, it's fine. According to the Chum, no, it's not a shir revis. It's a manifestation of a mace. It's got to be one mace and one mace alone. Number two, raya. Another two raya, similar halacha, a skull and a skeleton. Can you mitzdar a skull and a skeleton, different bones from the mace? No, it's got to be from the same mace because the skull and the skeleton are a manifestation of a mace. What's the third rive? The rive that says you have blood scattered around, God forbid, in the room, but it's not one puddle or revis. Is that tummy or tahar?
Tahar.
Why? Because it's a manifestation of a mace. A mace is a nefesh. It's got to be mechubar. If it was a din of a shear, maybe I could maybe mitzdar it altogether. Not if I'm saying it's a manifestation of a mace, that's a nefesh. It's got to be mechubar. And number four, what's the fourth raya? Please get all these four rayas. The fourth raya is Nazar Lamed Chesem and Aleph. When it lists off the 10 examples of a revis, Izzy, it quotes Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva says, if you have a revis of dam from two mesim, it's metame. Why on earth would you quote Rabbi Kiva? Just quote the Chachamim. If you have a revis of blood from one mace, it's enough, right? If you're trying to show different halachas of revis, why do you go to Rabbi Kiva? The answer is, says Rabbi Ashley, because when you go to the Chachamim, it's not really putting, it's not presenting and putting on the table a halacha of revis. It's really a halacha of a mace. And we want to accentuate the din revis. You follow me, Gabriel? And which shita really accentuates and highlights the din revis? Rebbe Kiva, not who? Not the Rebbe Kiva, not the Chachamim. That's why the Gemara Davka quotes Rebbe Kiva. So the four rayas were what? The machloka straight up, Rebbe Kiva and the Chachamim. Number two was the din of the skull and the skeleton. Skull and the skeleton. Number three is the ravid, where it's scattered around. And what's number four? The Gemara Nazar Daflam and Ches. Please get this. Izzy, you got this? It's a very sharp mahalik in Lomdus. I want you guys to get it. Okay, first Binny and then Matthew. Binny, go ahead.
Where were the machlokas European Lachamim's first brought down? Does it mention that it's because of how you interpret the Bashar?
It just mentions Yesh Emel Mikra, Yesh Emel Masara.
It mentions that that's a machlokas.
Yes, it does explicitly. But Rav Ganak is saying we can develop it in a Lomdish way, what the Masara led you to, what the Mikra led you to. And therefore, what emerges is along the Shemachlaikis. It stems from, as Donnie pointed out, Yesh Eim L'Mikra, Yesh Eim L'Masara, but maybe there's a way you can formulate their Shitas in a Lomdish way, which Rav Ganak does. Okay?
So this isn't the Shorish Hamachlokas, but it's just happens to be that...
It's the Shorish Hamachlokas in Lomdish, but the technical Makor, the Gemara called it Yesh Eim L'Mikra, Yesh Eim L'Masara. Okay?
I'm just trying to, like, where's the starting point?
The starting point is no doubt Yeshem Lemikah Yeshem Masara. Once we have their shitas, though, we can say what is the nature of their shitas. And the nature of their shitas is either that's a manifestation of mace, like Chachamim, or it's another example of a Shiravis, and it lends itself to Siruf like Rebbe Kiva. Okay? It's a good kasha you're asking. In its root, it technically records Yeshem Lemikah Yeshem Masara, but what can develop is a Lom de Shemach Likas. Okay? Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
Who are we paskin like?
That's a good kasha. Usually, we say Yachid Rav Halach Kerabin Halacha Rebbe Kiva Mechaver of Lo Mechaver Rav Gemara Erevin Menvav and Beis. We gotta look it up. So Blinetta, I'll look it up today for tomorrow. Okay.
Because it reminds me of when we're doing the Mahach with what's the Rishus Yachid on Shabbos, and we said the Torah listed the Mechitzos first and the Rambam listed them last.
Yes.
So maybe the fact that the Gemara lists Rabbi Kiva sheets and not the Chum,
and
there's a
rabbi
for Rabbi Kiva.
It has both in Sanhedrin. It has both.
So perhaps, so whichever one is first.
We got to look. I would assume we possibly come, but let's verify it. Okay, we got to verify.
So then I guess my question would then be, if it's like the Chum, then why don't we say the same Mahalach that we said last time with the fact that what comes first seems more...
Yeah, but in the Gemara it says Beferish. It says Beferish Yishim L'Kishim L'Masor. We're just being Mazra al Pilomas. We got to check how we paskin. Okay, Blinet. Yes, David, real quick.
When the Ravid said you can't be Mitzari of two piles, that was even according to Rabbi Akiva? Or just
yeah, L'Halacha.
So if that's even, that sounds like a Kasha on Rabbi Akiva.
No. His psak is, no matter what, they both agree it's got to be what? It's got to be one puddle. The question is, the puddle has to be from one mace or two mace? But everyone says if it's...
Didn't we say the Ravid's Svara because it's a din?
Right. I'm just saying that Svara, that if it's scattered together, is Tahora, makes a lot of sense, fits much better in the Chachamim. I could also say, according to Kiva, the Shir is only when it's a puddle together. I'm just saying, Lumbus, if it's good, it's Svara, easier according to the Chachamim. You're saying good, okay? You hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it fits much better. Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. All right, let's go now to the next Tysus, guys. Okay? Of Ein Dorsh and Chilus. Let's see. Okay? And this preface with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. No, so before we see the Tysus inside, I want to see the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Okay? Let's see the Gemara in Sanhedrin together on Gimelim and Beis from the top. Okay? Everyone got it? Let's see inside. Jake, you want to read?
Yeah,
have one. Here, go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. We know that the Gemara says in the beginning of Sanhedrin on Beis and Aleph, that a Beis Din needs how many Dayanim for Mominus? Three. Let's see what the Makar is. Go ahead, Jacob. Let's see. This is Gimelim and Beis and Sanhedrin. Go ahead.
Shlosh Hakanalim for the three judges. For the Rabbanan,
yeah, let's translate Elohim. Because when it's referring to Abishter, we say Elohim. When it's referring to a Beis Din, you can say Elohim. No problem. Yeah, go ahead. Excellent. Shir Yarshiun? Excellent. Rabbi Yoshi says, there it is. It says three times the word Elohim. No problem. Go ahead. Reb Yonison. Excellent. What does Reb Yonison say? He says, I agree with you that there's three, but the first one you can't make a drasha because it has to introduce the topic, and therefore what? I can't count it. I have the second and third one, and how do I get to what? How do I get to, I have two and three, and then how do I get to the third one? To svara, that you can't have an even number when you have a basin because they'll have a deadlock. So he brings up a svara. Okay, that's a very fascinating halacha. I just want you to get down in your notes that there's a Tosfos Yevamos on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph that has two opinions, that sometimes Beis Din is not necessarily needed for a vote. Sometimes their presence alone is needed, like for Geiris, like for Chalitza. They don't always vote, like by Dini Mominus, they vote. There's two tracks, the Rav would always say. When they're Dayanim for Dini Mominus Ariel, they vote. So you need an odd number. But theoretically, if you have a Beis Din where their presence alone is needed, like for a Geiris or for Chalitza, where they don't actually vote, maybe an even number would be enough. So Tosa has two opinions. I want you to get this down. That in a case where Beis Din's presence alone is needed, can you have an even number? One day in Tosa says, no way. Any Beis Din, any time that they serve, I don't care what track it is, they must be odd. Must be an odd number. Not odd people, but they must be an odd number. Okay? They have to be an odd number, otherwise not a Beis Din, is he? Whereas the other day in Tosa says, no. If they are not voting, if their presence alone is needed, then why not? Why can't an even number be good? So I want you to know that those two din tais regarding the concept of Beis Din Shakel. It's a tais in Yevamos Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Very important taisis. Okay? There's two tracks every time that Beis Din could sit, Ariel. Most of the time they vote, they paskin, by din imam. So you need an odd number, you can't have a deadlock. But where sometimes Beis Din serves their presence alone is like Bekeris and Chalitza, maybe theoretically an even number should be good. Because there's no worry of a deadlock. So one day in Tosfos says, no, I don't care what track it is. The part of being a Beis Din is it must be an odd number. The other day it says, no, in a Hanami, it could be an even number. Here, Reb Yonason imports that Sfarah here, how do I know three? The first Elohim I can't count because Andor Shem Chilas. Right? The second one, what do we say? The second one we count, the third one we count. How do you know the third dying? From a Sfarah. Go ahead now, Vaitun and Gomorrah. You're doing a great job. Go ahead, Jacob. Reb Yoshia holds Dorshin Chilus and Reb Yonason says Ain Dorshin Chilus. Okay, take a look at that top Rashi. The second line on the top, guys. Go ahead. Ain what?
Ain Dorshin
Chilus. Liminion. You cannot count the first Elohim in the number of one. Excellent. So here you have it, guys. I want you to get it down. There's a fundamental machlokes, guys. What is the definition of Ein Dorsh and Tchilas? Big machlokes, God, whom we'll see now. Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, I'll tell you what Ein Dorsh and Tchilas means. You know what Ein Dorsh and Tchilas means according to Rashi? What does it mean? It means that it's used up already to tell me another halacha. Yesh halacha. Yesh halacha shel mumchen. What do I learn from the word Elohim? That the guy's got to be experts. So therefore, since it's used up, Bini, for another halacha, therefore I cannot use it as a number. Bini, you got me? That's Rashi's opinion. Ain Dorsh and Chilus, right? You getting it down in your notes? You got it? We always have a cloud. You can only use your computer if it's not going to disturb you. Okay? I believe you. I just don't want it to be a distraction. What does Ain Dorsh and Chilus according to Rashi mean? It means it's used up for another halacha. Our Tosfos is going to argue wholeheartedly on Rashi. And our Tosfos says, Ein Dorsh and Tchilas means what? What does Ein Dorsh and Tchilas mean? It's used up already because it's introducing the topic. Not because there's another halacha you're learning. It's miyatzei. Miyatzei yetanosei. Our Tosfos on the daf and in Tosfos and Hedron says the same thing. Ein Dorsh and Tchilas means that it's used up because it introduces the topic. And what is the topic? That you need a Beis Din. Elohim needs a Beis Din. So you cannot count it as a number one. but not that I'm learning out of halacha from it. It's a fundamental machlekes Rashi Tosfos. What does the phrase ein dorshin tchilas mean? Rashi says it's referring to what? Referring that's used up for another halacha. Tosfos doesn't mean that at all. We're going to see the Tosfos Bezeis Hashem. Tosfos says it means that it's used up because it introduces a topic that if there's a dispute, God forbid, to do yidim, they got to go to a beis din. If it's used up, it's used up topic, not because of a halacha. Let's see the rest of the Gemara. One sec, Matthew. Go ahead, Jacob. Let's see the rest of the Gemara. So Rabbi Yoshia holds what? Dorshin Tchilas. Rabbi Yonason holds Ein Dorshin Tchilas. Yes?
Yeah.
That's the Machlokes. The Gemara says what? Go ahead, Lo. Excellent. We back out of that. Everyone says we're not Dorshin Tchilas. So what's the burden of proof on now? If everyone holds Ein Dorshin Tchilas. So what does that mean? So why does Rabbi Yoshia say what? You need three from the three Elohims. How can you count the first Elohim? Go ahead. Excellent. Minyana. You know what Rabbi Yoshia says? You're right. In general, you can't count the first word. But here you can count the first word as a number one. Why? Because it's a strange, it's a peculiar word.
Is the exception?
What should the word have used? Should have been El HaShofet. The fact that it says El Elohim shows to me a new din that it can be counted as a number. Yes? Makes sense to everyone? That's Rav Oshia. Ein Dorshin Tchilas. Gabriel, you got it? Even though generally I hold Ein Dorshin Tchilas, I can count the first Elohim as number one. Why? Because it's a peculiar word used. Elohim. It should have said El HaShofet, the judge. The fact that the Torah said Elohim, it has in it its back pocket to teach me that it can be number one. Go ahead, Jacob. Finish up. What is Rabbi Yonason's response? Rabbi Yonason? La Dayana. Periods. What does Rabbi Yonason respond? Rabbi Yonason says, no way. What does Rabbi Yonason respond back, Donnie? What does he say? Rabbi Yonason says, no what? The Torah is speaking the way guys speak on the street. Lishna Dalmanaka. What do they say? What do they say, Donnie, on the street? If a guy has a dispute with another guy in Dini Mominus, they say, let's go to an expert. Let's go to an expert. But don't give me the business, Rav Oshia. Oh, because the Torah says a fancy word, Elohim, tells me Leminyana. The Torah is just speaking the way guys are talking. If there's a dispute, let's go to Rebbe and see what he says. Let's go to an expert. Okay? Let's go to our Rebbe, Lamaisa. Go to an expert. Go to a Rosh Yeshiva. Go to a Dayan. But the Torah's not, don't go crazy. The Torah's a special word, so therefore I can count number one. Torah's just speaking the way guys speak. That's all.
Guys really call judges Elohim?
Yes, Elohim is referencing an expert. That's what it means. It references an expert. That's what we assume. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Yeah, no. Here it means the Gemara. The Gemara says, I go to a special guy. Okay, so one second, Arya. Let's do the Gemara first. Okay, Matthew, first the Gemara. You're saying good, but first the Gemara. Rabbi Oshia says, we learn the Gemara. Rabbi Yonis responds back, Rabbi Oshia says, it's the way people speak. Why don't you get the Gemara first? And what does Rabbi Yonis say? You cannot make your diuk that it means what, Leminyana? Because the Torah is not saying any what, any special word. Forget about what? Forget about the Tosfos first. So what the Gemara says. Izzy, you got me? Rabbi Yonis responds back to Rabbi Oshia says, this is the way people speak. Let's go to an expert. And let's go to an expert. That's all it means. Let's go to an expert. It doesn't mean you're medayik anything at all. That's what Rabbi Yonason's respond back to Rabbi Oshia. So it comes out halacha lemaisa that what? That the Gemara says everyone agrees you need three. Why does everyone agree you need three? Why does Gemara say you need three? Everyone agrees they endorse in tchilas. Why does Rabbi Yonason endorse the first word then? Because it's a peculiar lashon of what? Elohim as opposed to Shovah counts as number one. What does Rabbi Yonason respond back? It's not a peculiar Lashon. Ein Dorshin Tchilas. So you count the second and third Elohim. How do you get to three? Ein based in Shakel. Excellent. That's a Gemara. Now before we even do the Tyson side, which we're going to do now, Bez Hashem, Rashi is very difficult. Because how did Rashi define Ein Dorshin Tchilas? How did Rashi define Ein Dorshin Tchilas? Because there's another what? There's another halacha. What's the other halacha out there, Izzy? What's the other halacha we're learning out from Elohim? Mumchin, exactly. So how do you read the Gemara? What did the Gemara say according to Rabbi Oshia? How did Rabbi Oshia know that you could count the first Elohim and the number as one?
Because it says Elohim and not Shofet.
But how could you get that out of your mouth? How could you get that out of your mouth? I always need Elohim. Why do I need always Elohim? To teach me what then? Mumchim. You can't tell me, oh, the fact that the Torah could have said Shofet and it said Elohim tells me a number. It always had to say Elohim to teach me what halacha? Mumchim. Rashi's very difficult on the Lashon HaGemara. Rashi doesn't fit in with the Gemara. Tosis by us asked this in Sanhedrin and by us. Let's see the Tosis side. Matthew, read the Tosis. Read our Tosis.
Rabbi, can you please repeat why Rashi doesn't fit well?
Yes, I'll say it outside, then you're going to read it inside now. Because the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yoshia, that the reason why I can count the first Elohim, even though Ein Dorshin Tchilus, the reason why I can count it Leminyana is why? Is because it said a peculiar word, Elohim. It should have said Shofet. By the fact it said Elohim, even though I normally hold Ein Dorshin Tchilus, I cannot be Dorsh Adin from the first word, but here I can because the Torah uses special Lashon. Here I can, the Torah uses special Lashon. My response to that is that Rashi doesn't fit because you can't get those words out of your mouth. Oh, by the fact that Torah said the word Elohim and not Shofet, therefore I can count it as a number. But Matthew, what's the shot? Please get this, Jacob. I can't get those words out of my mouth. Why can't I get those words out of my mouth? Because according to Rashi, you always need Elohim there. Why do you need always Elohim there? To teach me what then? Mumchen. The whole premise of the Gemara is that the fact that it said Elohim and not Shofet must be telling me that it can tell me a number. Because why else would the Torah have taught Elohim? It could have taught in Shofet. I'm saying to you, it never could have taught Shofet. Because no, Shofet never would teach you the din what? Mumchen. Rashi doesn't fit the Gemara at all.
Why is it?
Is you got me?
Why do you have to go to Mumchen? That's only Rashi Shita.
I understand that's Rashi Shita. But Rashi Shita doesn't work well with the Gemara. According to Tosos, works beautiful.
Why?
Because what is Ein Dorshin Tchilus according to Tosos?
According to Tosos is just.
You need to introduce the topic so it fits well. So why did the Torah write what? A different word, Elohim, when it could have written Shofet. It must be that it overrides Ein Dorshin Tchilus, and it says that can teach me a number. But according to Rashi, you can't get those words out of your mouth, Matthew, because you always need an Elohim written. Because Elohim has to teach me Mumchen. The whole premise of the Gemara is that Elohim doesn't have to be used.
Yes, then Rashi works.
No, it doesn't work. Rashi doesn't work.
How?
I'm mad with you. What is the Gemara's premise? Rabbi Yoshia says that even though Ein Dorshin Tchilus, but here I can Dorsh is a number because there's something strange going on here. Because the Torah could have written the word Shofet, and the fact that it didn't, wrote Elohim, tells me I can use it as a number. According to Rashi, the Torah never could have written Shofet. You can't read the Gemara. Because if you want to express a halacha of Mumchen, Shofet doesn't express it. Get that down. Write it down so you don't forget it. Please write it down. That's the kasha of Tosa and Rashi. The Gemara doesn't fit well at all. Tosa asking it by us and in Sukkah. And in Sanhedrin. Yes, David, real quick, because I want to see it inside now. Do we have it in our mind?
Since Rashi comments on the first sheet on Rabbi Yoshai, can we say it's a machlokas tanayim and Rabbi Yonasan wouldn't hold by that Elohim is coming to teach Mumchen?
No, he's not saying that. Rashi says it's accepted according to everyone. We're going to get to an answer, Rashi, but that's not it. It's accepted according to everyone, the whole sugya, that Elohim means that. It's a good thought, but that's core. That's not the machlokas. Okay? Read it inside now. Matthew, you got it? You write it down?
Yeah.
You got it? Now, you want to read it twice now, or Jacob was reading? Which? Go ahead. Let's go. Go ahead, Jacob. Look at the twice, guys, on the second and last twice by us. Dorshin Tchilus, Adam, you're looking on? Go ahead. Let's refresh our memory. Which permutation was it in the Gemara? The which one? The fourth one, yes?
Yeah.
Everyone holds what? Everyone holds halacha moshe mesinei chisels. Evan holds Yesh Eim LeMesora, and the Machlokas is Dorsh and Tchilus. Reb Shimon's Dorsh Tchilus, so you get four walls. Yes? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Dorsh and Tchilus, even though introduced the topic of Sukkah, but it counts as one wall. Yes? Then you have another wall, and then you have two, because Sukkos with the Vav is four. Chisel it down to three in a Tefach. What do the Chum hold? Ain't Dorsh and Tchilus, therefore you only have three chiseled down to two in a Tefach. It's the fourth permutation, yes? You always got to refresh your memory before you start the Tosis. Go ahead. Again, start from the beginning. Darshan what?
Darshan Tchilus.
Go ahead. Ah, everyone, that's what we said yesterday in Shir. Master, according to this permutation, you don't need a pasuk for what's chach. It's included in it. Go ahead. Leminyana. You drop one immediately. Why do you drop one immediately? Because why? Because you need to introduce the what? The topic. So it can't be used as a number. Go ahead, Lamanda what? So there it is. That's Tosa's definition of Ein Dorshin Tchila, Ariel. What is Tosa's definition of Ein Dorshin Tchila, Ariel? That what? You need to introduce the topic and therefore cannot be used for anything else. That's exactly what Tosa says. And Tosa is assuring us of it. Oh, maybe you needed to tell me what? Schach? No one says you need Schach. You don't need no marker for Schach. It's included in the introduction of the topic, like we said yesterday in Shem, from the Chiddush Yorah. Yes?
According to Tosos,
Dal Chal
Gufei and
Tosos
are the same?
According to Tosos, Ein Dorshin Tchilas means, since you introduce the topic, it cannot be used. Correct. It's a flip side of the same coin. Correct. Ein Dorshin Tchilas tells me, is because of Dal Chal Gufei. Correct. The Ein Dorshin Tchilas is a result of Dal Chal Gufei because you needed to introduce it. Well said, Matthew. That is correct. But not because of Rashi that it's a new halacha. And that's why Tosa assures us, don't tell me you needed to tell me Schach. There's only one permutation needed a pasuk for Schach. And that was yesterday, which permutation? The second one. What was that for? For different halachas of Schach, we said. Remember? Tassel and Nasi, what materials? Remember we had to stand on our head to say that? The Kedushin Aran said that? Okay, Viter now. Velo. There it is. That's Rashi's opinion. What's Rashi's opinion on Dorshin Tchilas? Because you need it for another halacha. That does not fit in with our Gemara, does it? Please get it down, Matthew. I don't want you to get by you. What does Tosis point out? He just points out the simplest reading of our Gemara is against Rashi and Sanhedrin. Our Gemara. He doesn't ask it as a kasha. He just points it out. He doesn't say Im Tomer, he just says our Gemara is against Rashi. Because our Gemara is mashma, then it means what? That as long as you introduce a topic, you what? As long as you introduce the topic, you drop it. It cannot be used as a number. Done. There's no other halacha around here. How did he ensure us there's no other halacha? Because how did he ensure us, Avram, there's no other? Because he said, Schacha lo what? Schacha lo boy kra. You got to understand every line. That's why we say we don't skip. Why did Tyson say Schacha lo boy kra? Because he's trying to foreshadow Rashi. You can't give that. What's Rashi going to say? There's no other halacha out there.
No, but it works well, so then we can say Rashi, we're here, in this case, we're Dorshin Tchilos, and it'd be...
No. We're talking like it's Gufa the Machlaikis, remember? Dorshin Tchilos, this is Machlaikis. The fourth permutation. So we're talking, according to Manamar, Ein Dorshin Tchilos. In the opinion of Ein Dorshin Tchilos. So Tosas is trying to say there's no other halacha out there, because Schacha lo boy kra. Now maybe Rashi would say Schach does need a pasuk, like we said yesterday. Maybe Rashi would say Schacha needs a pasuk, but that's a bit of a stretch. But I want you to get it down in your notes. That's what I was thinking. Rashi would say, remember in the second permutation, who's the one that said Schacha needed a kraw? It was the Chachamim. Yeah. So maybe the Chachamim whole day you need that here. Maybe.
Rashi's working with the Chachamim.
Could be. You get it down in your notes. Maybe you could be. But what I'm pointing out to you is you can miss the whole boat. That's why Tosis points out everyone holds Schacha lo boy kraw. Because he's trying to what? He's trying to foreshadow. Don't tell me Rashi. Because there's no other halakha here. You understand what I'm saying? That's what you can miss the whole line here. So he says, number one is our Gemara is against Rashi. Number two, the Gemara itself in Sanhedrin is against Rashi. Go ahead. Izzy, you got me? Okay. Go ahead, Jacob. You see, Vod Kasha is... Someone asked me to say to Rabbi, where's the first Kasha? It's understood. A lot of times, Tosis doesn't have to say Vim Tomar or Tema. There was a first kasha. If you're saying Vod Kasha, there was a first kasha. The first kasha was our Gemara. It's Mashma against Rashi.
It is a kasha.
Yeah, it is a kasha. Yeah. Go ahead, Vod.
Vod Kasha, Kevish Mamaya, Demasi Kasam. Yikuli Ama Indoshin Tfilos. Vama Lera, Doshia, Imkenech Dokra, El Shafet, Di Mi Shafet, Lo Hari, Yedahin Mukh. Moshe Peter Shabba Kutchis.
Right, it's Amalek Haraboshia. It should have said Shofet. Di Mi Shofet. What does that mean? Di mi shofet? Reread that again. D what? We would not know the notion of experts. Kamo. Excellent. Go ahead, Reb Yonason. Let's go to an expert, a Rogel Dayan. Below the Gabi what? Not the Gabi commoner, the Kevin. And from the word shofe, we would not know what? What does that word mean? Loma my head yod. In other words, what do we say? We wouldn't know mumchen. It's the same phrase. From shofe, we wouldn't exclude hedjot, which just means that we require mumchen. I would not know that we require mumchen from the word shofe. Imkain. No, there's an important word I want you to add on here. He says, Imkain heichi. What's heichi mean? Heichi, how? Havi also? That's the kash I spoke to you outside. How can the Gemara say the fact that you use a peculiar lashon of shofet instead of Elohim, that it tells me a number, when Rashi always saying in the back of your minds, you've got to have the word Elohim for mumchen. So you can't get the words out of your mouth. Oh, if the Torah were written shofet instead of Elohim, why didn't read a lashon of Elohim to tell me minyana? You couldn't say the word shofet because you would never learn mumchen. Ella, what does he say? Jacob, Ella Vadai? You don't even need it for mumcha. Nevertheless. Period. Excellent. Beautiful. That's Taisa Shita. Ein Dorshin Tchilis means what? Means Chad Legufa, which means all it does is introduce a topic. You don't need another halakha at all. So he has the kash from Argamor, he has the kash from Sanhedrin. Now Argamor we saved by saying maybe Rashi holds Shacha Boy Krah, according to the Chacham, in this permutation. Maybe you could say that. No, we'll figure that out on our own. We don't need that at all. We're assuming Bini the whole time Schachalo Boy Krah. Those other halachas lemaisa, we have other makairas. You don't need a specific pasuk for that. Rashi might say to save himself that maybe you need that. Yeah, there are other psukim for it. So I'm saying maybe those other psukim are suffice it, enough. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to say that one of the sukkahs is referring to those halachas. That's a Rashi. But Rashi, to save himself, might say, in this permutation, Chum Schacha Boy Krah. But how are we going to save ourselves with the Gemara Sanhedrin? Please get this. Get this down, guys. I saw an amazing Aruch Lanier. One sec, Matthew. Please get it down. We answered how Rashi saves our Gemara. How is Rashi going to save the Gemara in Sukkah? The Gemara in Sanhedrin. So I saw the Aruch Lanier. I want you to get this down. The Aruch Lanier says Rashi would respond back and say the following. The Aruch Lanier would say, I want to tell you something. The Aruch Lanier would say, I want to tell you something. Rashi would say that if it wrote the word shofet, I would learn out mumchen. I would be able to learn out mumchen from the word shofet, Tani. I definitely would. Because it means the shofet miyuchad shebishoftim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, you give him a base, it says, Aida hamiyuchadim shebeidah. It says, and if you dial in the office of Sanhedrin, shoftecha miyuchadim shebishoftecha. You need special dayanim. Special dayanim. So in special dayanim, Lamaisa, with special dayanim, Lamaisa, the Torah deals with the word in the Lashon of the Torah, shofe can also mean experts. People don't necessarily talk like that, but the Torah does. The Torah says shofte, and it means a chash of a guy. Exactly. So Rashi argues, I want you to get this down. Rashi says, you know what? Says the Aruch Lanier, you definitely could learn the word mumkin from what? From shofet. And therefore the Gemara reads beautifully. Why did the Torah say the word Elohim and not shofet? Shofet could have taught me what mumkin as well. The fact that the Torah wrote Elohim tells him l'minyana, and it overrides Ein Dorshin Tchilas. And what is Reb Yonason's response, Benny? What is Reb Yonason's response? Reb Yonason says, no, the Torah speaks like what? Speaks like people. The Torah speaks like people. And therefore, the Torah speaks like people. And therefore, people say, let's go to an expert if there's a dispute. Reb Yonason. Remember Yonason? You just fill out the rest of the Gemara. The Aruch Lanier writes to save Rashi. That's how Rashi would answer the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's a beautiful answer. Izzy, you got me? What was Tosfos' whole premise? That the word shofet doesn't teach you what? Mumchem. Rashi argues and then says it would.
and there's a premise for it, and Daf Yadalam is a precedent for it. There's a precedent, not premise. There's a precedent for it in Sanhedrin where it says, Shofet, Miuchet Sheba Shofet, a special dayan. The word Shofet can mean experts. And therefore, that's how you read the Gemara. Tysus argues on that. Tysus says no. Tysus says you cannot learn the word Mumchim from Shofet. It has to be from the special word Elohim. I understand there's a precedent for it, but that precedent is talking about special halachas, that you need one of the 23 Dayanim. Here we're talking about a basin of three. That's talking about Egla Ruf over there, and you need, and when you deal with Egla Ruf, you need the Dayanim from the basin of 23. So Tosa would say, don't bring me a riot from there. But Rashi says, no, you could see from there that the word Shofet does tell me experts. Even though it's a different realm over there, but it does carry with it. It's a good Nakuda you bring up, but that's the give and take here. Okay? That's the give and take here in this Chiddush. You follow what I'm saying? Let's say it again. The Aruch Lanier saves Rashi by saying Tosas Kasha and Rashi was that Rashi doesn't fit the Shaka, the Tari, and the Gemara. Because the whole point of Riboshi is that since the Torah used a peculiar word, what's the peculiar word? Elohim. And not Shofet, it tells me a number. But how could you get those words out of your mouth? You always need the word Elohim to teach me Mumchim. Shofet won't teach me Mumchim. So therefore, Tosas asked on Rashi. What's the answer, Jacob? It's not true. Rashi says, Donnie, you can, the word Shofet teaches me what? Mumchim as well.
I just don't understand why would Rashi say Elohim as a measure. Why is he saying the word Elohim is what we learned it from? Because it means that there's something great. Rashi,
Because that's the word they're darshaning there. The word they're darshaning is v'nikra v'bayis el Elohim. So he comments on that the basis vein darshan tchilas is it's used up for another what? It's used up for another halacha. And what's the other halacha? That's not a problem. The Gemara's quoting the pasuk of Elohim. Why would he bring up Shofet then? It's not a problem. I understand, but the Gemara is quoting the pasuk v'nikra v'bayis el Elohim. So Elohim also shows Mumchim. So Rashi's definition is another halacha. So Elohim teaches you that. But it doesn't mean only Elohim exclusively. It could also be Shofet as well. Okay? You're asking good, but that's the answer we're giving. It fits in beautifully, I think. Okay? Izzy, you got that? It's a very, very sharp answer. Okay? Now, one sec. I want to just finish the last line of the Tosfos, Matthew. We'll get to it. Okay? One sec, Mayor. We'll get to your kasha. Let's just finish the last line because it carries beautifully at the end. Go ahead, finish up the Tosfos. All these examples, the Bignes and Hedron, go ahead.
The carnos, like the tapos, with the tapos.
Do you know what that means over there? You know the requirements you have to sprinkle on the Mizbeach. So Beis Shammai says on the Mizbeach Achitzon, it says carnos, carnos, carnos. One carnos with a vav is how many? Two. And then it says, Karnos, Karnos, 2 plus 1 plus 1 is 4. So you have to sprinkle 4. But it also says what? It also says, but what does it mean with Mikra? So if you go Lefi Mikra, there's 6. Karnos, Karnos, Karnos. If you go Lefi Mesorah, there's 4. So how do you figure it out? 4, but only 2 of them are Makiv. You got to sprinkle 4, but 2 of them are Makiv. Now I want you to know this. When you sprinkle on his back, there's 3 categories. We say this every morning in Israel Makoman. A Bechor is how many? 1 sprinkling. Write this down, guys. Bechor is 1 sprinkling. How much is a what? Chatas? On all 4 corners. Arba matanos. 4. All 4 corners of Mizbeach you sprinkle. Bechor you sprinkle 1. And what about Ola Shlomim in Torah? Shtayim, Shehein, Arba. You sprinkle on 2 corners, but it spreads the 1 corner 1, it comes out Shtayim, Shehein, Arba. Those are the 3 categories you have in sprinkling. We know this from Ezo Makoma. Now, I wouldn't, I tell you the truth, we say it's coming every morning, but I wouldn't have known if I had known it did in the Gemara. I should have known it from saying it in the Siddur every morning. But they're different sprinklings. Yes? So this is what comes out here. And what does it say there? Lototofos, totofos, how many batim, go ahead, you need on tefillin? Rabbi Shmuel says, you need what? You need 4. Because there's a, in the Yeshem L'Mesorah is how much? Totofos, totofos, without a vav, and then the last one is with a vav. 1 plus 1 plus 2 is 4. You have 4 batim inside. By the tefillin shel what? Tefillin shel Rosh. You know the 4 compartments? In the tefillin shel Yad, there's only how much?
1.
In the Rosh, there's 4. From here. Go ahead, read on. Vasara. What's that talking about? If you let's say you're Makdish a car to the Beis HaMikdash, and you want to redeem the car. The car's worth $50,000. And you want to redeem the car. You need a basin to evaluate how many what? How much the car's worth. So you need how many? 10. And how do they know 10?
They count out because it says 10 times the word coin. What does Tosis end up saying? Go ahead, circle Daktig. You count every one of those 10 Kohanim, even the first one. Why? Ein Dorshin Tchilis. Below Amrinin. Excellent. By all Karnos, you count the first one. Totavos, you count the first one. The Asara Kohanim, you count the first one. Tosis leaves it as a Kasha. Another Tosis leaves it as a Kasha. He says, I don't understand. If Ein Dorshin Tchilis, you don't count the first one, then it should only be 9. Should only be what? Batim should only be 3. Yeah. And the corner should only be what? Should only be 4, 3. Lamaisa. Should only be 3. Fi Mikra, there's 6. So we said, Lafidim, you need to, we said it's 2. Yesh Kan Shish, there's 2 Armakiv. Okay? So Lamaisa, and that's the Kasha. So what's going on here? Why do you count the first ones? Karnos. Why do you count it? We said it's 4 and 2. Why count the first one? Drop it. What happened to the Ein Dorshin Tchilis? One sec, Matthew, I'm going to ask you. And then we get to Meir. I want you to get this down. Listen to the sharp, beautiful Nakuda. Says the Aruch HaNer. Tosis is asking this Kasha according to who? Himself or Rashi?
Asking himself.
In the flow of Tosis, what does it sound like?
Himself.
But I want you to know, I'll be Sfarah, why is it only Tosis, not Rashi? Because according to Rashi, what is the rationale, Bini, of Ein Dorshin Tchilis?
Yes.
According to Rashi, what, you have to have another halacha. There is no other halacha. There is no other halacha. If there's no other halacha there, then you don't apply Ein Dorshin what? Tchilis, according to Rashi. This is a beautiful gemara. It's not a kasha, according to Rashi. These fit beautifully. There's no other halacha by Karnos and by Tfilin. And by the Ten Kohanim. There's no other halacha to learn. So you can't invoke the principle of Ein Dorshin Tchilis. So mainly you can count the first one. David, you got me? What's the definition of Ein Dorshin Tchilis according to Rashi? You always need another halacha because there's another halacha out there, therefore I can't darshan the first one. But if there's no other halacha, you don't apply it. In these three cases, there's no other halacha. By the sprinklings, by the tefillin, by the ten people you need to bow to the Hekdesh to evaluate how much the car's worth, you don't. There's no other halacha. So you don't invoke Ein Dorshin Tchilis. You can count the first one. But according to who? Finish it up, guys. But according to who? Tosis. No, that was Rashi. But according to Tosis, who says Ein Dorshin Tchilis is what? But according to Tosis, Ein Dorshin Tchilis is what? You cannot Dorsh the first because you introduced it. Then you should apply the principle Ein Dorshin by all these three cases. And we don't. Kasha. That's why it's only a kasha on Tosis Shita, not Rashi. David, you got this?
Yeah.
Matthew Klor? That's why it's only a kasha. It's a beautiful har. Lisa, you got that? What is it? What are we saying? That it's only a kasha according to Tosis definition. According to Rashi, it's beautiful. Because there's no other halachas over there. Yes, Matthew. Then and then Meir. And then David. Go ahead.
Two questions.
Yes.
If we're going to say that Tosos holds Ein Dorshin Tchilis and Dachal Gufei are closely related.
Yes.
Then how are we going to say that if we look at the Gemara a little further up on our Daf?
Yes.
Both sides hold Dachal Gufei, but further on they say that the high comment is Marsavar Ein Dorshin Tchilis, Marsavar Dorshin Tchilis. Doesn't that seem to be an inherent sira within Tosos reading the Gemara?
Why?
We said originally it wasn't an Ibai saying it was shot in the Gemara. It says that.
Right.
For both sides, Hare Khan Arba Dacha Begufe, Hare Khan Shesh Dacha Begufe.
And therefore what?
So therefore it would seem like if we said that Tosos said we say Ein Dorshin Tchilis because of Dacha Begufe, it seems like this.
But why can't you just say that earlier in the Gemara, yeah, everyone agrees Ein Dorshin Tchilis. Only the last permutation does it become a point of dispute. That's what I'm saying to you.
Exactly. So for the last permutation, how could you read that with Tosos' reading back into the first one?
It's not a problem, Lamaisa, because all the other Gemaras, all the other permutations hold Ein Dorshin Tchilis. The only one that says it's a Machloikis is the last permutation. All the previous ones will hold Ein Dorshin Tchilis.
We said that Dachal Gufei, right, and Ein Dorshin Tchilis theoretically are the same.
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
So, because
We never said that Dal Chal Gufi was a point of Machloikis ever, and all the different permutations.
I know, but if
it both, never was a point of Machloikis.
Both sides hold it, and then we're saying that it's more or less synonymous with Ein Dorshin Techila.
And that's what I'm saying to you, because everyone before that, you're making a great Nakuda. There are four permutations of the Gemara. The first three say everyone holds Ein Dorshin Techila. Everyone. And you're pointing out very astutely. That's same saying Dal Chal Gufi. It only becomes a point of dispute in the last permutation.
And then my next question,
yes,
was that it seems like on Rashi on Ardaf,
yes,
right, it says if you look at Rashi the Gufi,
yes,
Chilos Pasuk Anema Rishon Enol Drasha Elamish Lamashmo Asa. Right. So doesn't that sound like
where are you? Which Rashi? Yeah. Which Rashi? Le Gufi. Yeah. Dein Dorshin Chilos. Meaning you get the impression that's a little bit like Taisus.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a great Nakuda, but we know Rashi says Beferish in Sanhedrin, not that way. And everyone, and Taisus is quoting Rashi in Sanhedrin. He says it. Lokomo Rashi Beresh Sanhedrin. You see that? You're making a good aura. Nerds, very good Nakuda. Matthew brings up Rashi's Mashma a little bit like Taisus' definition. But in Sanhedrin, he says not that way. Okay? You're making a very excellent Nakuda. Very good. Yes, Mayor, go ahead.
According to Tosos,
yes,
where does Tosos learn Halacha Mumchin from that? If he doesn't learn it from the first Pasuk, like Rashi does.
Good Kasha. Very good Kasha. Mayor's asking, according to Tosos, where do you learn Mumchin from? It's a good Kasha.
Just the word, the fact that he used.
It could be, in other words, it could be that it says, what Marty's suggesting is very good. It does say Elohim. That doesn't mean that you have to define Eshur and Nechilis. It's used up. Could be you learn it from Elohim straight up, but that's not what Eshur and Nechilis means. So I would say like Marty. Marty's saying very good too. In other words, what is Tosa say Eshur and Nechilis means? It doesn't mean because there's another halacha. All it means is that what? It's used up to introduce a topic. But at the end of the day, like you ask Ray, how does Tosos know Mumchin? So Marty says, because the Torah does say Elohim. Elohim means experts.
So Tosos would say that it can teach another halacha.
But that's not the definition in our dictionary of what Ein Dorshin Techilas is. In our Lumdus Shas dictionary, that's what Ein Dorshin Techilas means. So it's everyone's on the ball. Proud of all you guys. Okay? Matthew's Nakuda, the Kasha Meir, very excellent. Very, very good. Beautiful answer, Marty. Everyone's saying really good. Yes, Vinny, go ahead. Yeah, Jacob's reading great. Everyone's doing a great job. Okay? Yeah, what do you say, Vinny?
I just feel like that last point, if Tosu says that, Indorshin Tequila applies to just introducing a topic.
Yes.
It's going to be like how the homework applies when you actually need to teach a real halakha. Like, introducing a topic is a much lesser thing than actually.
Right, but what I'm saying Marty's answer is that I don't think a Dafka has to be Elohim. Tosos wasn't by that. I'll find another marker, Mayor. If it's not Elohim, it'll be something else. Miyuchad Shib Shoftecha. Tosos is not concerned with finding a marker for Mumchin. I'll find the marker for you. Let me think about it today. We'll come up with another marker. But what I'm saying to you, Bini, is that Tosos is not concerned with that. Even if you cannot find it from there, it's not important to Tosos. Ein Dorshin Techilas means just an introduction. Whether I learn a Mumchin from Elohim or not doesn't make a difference to me. I'll find it from another market, it doesn't make a difference. Ein Dorshin Techilas, I stick to my definition. That's all I'm saying. Okay? It's not critical to Taisa Shita. Yeah, go ahead.
And also, did you say that you just learned, even though it's not critical, you say you learned something from Shevetim, like you were suggesting, like Barachim?
Maybe, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he has it from a Shufatim, Shebi Adach, it could be. It's very possible. Okay, David, you had a kasha, yeah? Yeah, go ahead.
I think it was answered.
You got it? Okay, very good. All right, this leads us to the file, and I want to start a little bit of halacha of Chanukah. We got to start. But I want to get to this last Nakuda from Rav Shevet, from Rav Vosman Zatzal, the great Gaon. Let's get it. Okay? The Shevet Alevi. It was a great Gaoner at Stroll, one of the great Dayanim. Rav Vosman was his name. He wrote a Sefer called the Shevet Alevi. I want you to get this Chiddush. We had mentioned yesterday, according to the Ritvoya, that Reb Shimon says Schach does not need a Pasuk. Because we said that's what Schach means. Sukkah means Schach. Chachamim said they need it for a special Pasuk. We said for halachas. Chedush Aran said. Oh. So the truth of the matter is that the Shevet Alevi points out, you remember we had a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam, whether the walls of the Sukkah are Asur B'Hanah? Remember we had that machlokes? Everyone remember? Schachas Asar Bana. But does it spill over to the walls as well? The Rambam said yes, the Rosh said no. But the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam saying that the following, that Rabbeinu Tam seems to say, and this is the Chiddush, Rabbeinu Tam says the Isra Ano and Asukah is talking about the Defonos as well. Because the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam saying it's only limited to Schach, but many, many Kadmonim as the Kash, Rabbeinu Tam says that the Defonos are a Shir of Shnaim, the Hilchosom, the Shlishi Tefach, is also in a Torah. Meaning when Rabbeinu Tam discusses the Isra Ano, you know what he says? How many walls do you need for a sukkah to be kosher? How many walls do you need? Two and a what? He wants to say the Isra Hanah on the walls is only what? Two and a tefach. Anything outside of that is only what? Derabanan. So I want you to get this. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by the Rosh saying that the schach is an Isra Hanah on the what? On the schach. But on the other hand, we have another quote Rabbeinu Tam saying that the Isra Hanah on the walls, the Yeraisa goes only up to two and a tefach. Anything above that, or after that, is an Issur Rabbanan. So it seems like Rabbeinu Tam is speaking the Issur Hanah even on the walls. Not just the Schach, no? Correct? So the Bach is quoted in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Ches, saying, Chas V'Sholom. Rabbeinu Tam did not mean the walls are Asur. Do you know what Rabbeinu Tam meant? Only the Schach is Asur Bana. But how much Schach? How much Schach, guys? The Schach that's needed to cover two and a tefach. The schach that's needed to cover two and a tefach. So two and a tefach will be usher b'hanah min haTorah. Any schach outside of that is only isser what? Derabanan. That's how the Bach teaches it. So I want you to get this. Basically, if you have a sukkah like this, seven and seven, but if I only require a tefach here, if I only require a tefach here, then this diagonal, you see this diagonal I just drew? This shape is not going to be 7 by 7 tefachim, is it? Square inches, it's not, no. It's less than that. So he wants to say that the schach that's needed to cover the shape is an issur d'oraisa, to derive hanah. Any schach outside of that, if you would build it bigger, that would be an issur d'rabbanan. That's what the Bach is machadish in the sheet of who? In the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Yes, let's say again. The Machlekes Rambam Rosh is the Isra Hanah on Schach, only limited to Schach, and is applied to the walls of the Sukkah. Rosh says only Schach, the Rambam says even the walls. We had that. The Rabbeinu Tam is going with the Rosh, it's only on the Schach. The problem is that the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by Kadmonim as saying that the Isra Hanah applies to the walls up to two and a tefach d'oraisa. After two and a tefach, the walls, it's only the Rabbanan. But I thought Rabbeinu Tam only limited this or not to the Schach, not to the walls. So what's the Bach say? No, he never meant the walls. What did the Bach say the Rabbeinu Tam meant? He meant the Schach that's needed to cover two and a what? Two and a tefach, which will literally be less than 7 by 7. That's where the Issur D'oraisa is on the Schach. Outside of that will be an Issur what? The Rabbanan. Comes the Shevet HaLevi. Tzatzal, let's get it down. And he says, no. Do you know why Schacha Boy Kra, according to the Chachamim? Listen to this, guys. Do you know why Schach Boy Kra? Because it's not enough to have what? Schach of two and a tefach. You need Schach that's what? Going to cover 7 by 7 the whole way. And that's the Pasuk, against the Bach. We don't hold like the Bach. The Bach said that the Dinei Sukkah, We don't hold like the Bach. We don't hold the Dini Schach are connected with the Hilchos Mechitzas. 7 by 7, Meruba needs the Schach min haTorah. All the good details of the Schach are also with the Araisa. According to Reb Shimon, you need 3 Mechitzas min haTorah. So Halacha Lamaisa, we don't hold like this one, this Bach. We hold that the Isra Hanah applies to the dotted lines, not just to what I wrote. That's the Pasuk, Matthew. Schacha boy kra. What does Schacha boy kra mean? To tell me that how much of the schach is covered by the Isra Hanah d'oraisa?
7 by 7.
Not like the Shtickle Torah of the Bach, that you draw the diagonal and that's it. That won't be a full 7 by 7. Full 7 by 7 is where it's 7 here and 7 here. That's why Schacha boy kra. Bini, you follow me? That's the Kiddush he wants to claim. You need a plus to tell me the Bach's wrong. And the Chiddush is a corner minute time. It's an issue of Deraisa only on the Schach, but the full 7x7. We had said yesterday, why do you need Schach? To tell me the other halachas. Right? The Tassim Laman Asui, or you need it, what material? This is a new theory now, guys. This is a new theory. And the theory being is that what? Is that the Isra Anah and the Schach covers 7x7. Not what? Not less than by 7x7. Not what is needed to cover 2 in a Tefach. No, you need to be 7x7 Schach. And that's the full-fledged Isra D'Oraisa. Okay? Okay, one last Nakuda, then I want to start off with Chanukah. Very quick, let's just get this last Nakuda. Thank you, Matthew, for bringing the Chiddush Aran and Sanhedrin. Let's say over what he says, Chiddush Aran. Let's get that, and then we'll start with Halach and Chanukah. And then tomorrow we have Shir 10:50 and Minchas 12:05 Mincha Gedolah. What time is Mincha Gedolah tomorrow?
12:04 then.
Oh, great. Okay, very good. Now listen to this Chiddush Aran with the Pnei Yeshua. We'll get this. Okay, let's get it. Let me ask you a question. Very important. Matthew, let's get it. Ein Dorshin Tchilas. Everyone agrees, if you have two psukim, if you just have two psukim, the first pasuk is definitely needed to what? To introduce the what? The topic. And the second pasuk, you dorish. So you never say Ein Dorshin Tchilas, Adam, where there are only two psukim. You got me? Please get this klal down. The Chiddush Aran says this, and the Pnei Yeshua by us is Masberet. The only time you say Endorsh and Tchilas Ariel is when there's three psukim or more. When there are three psukim or more to list off a number, then you can say, if I want 1, 2, 3, the first one cannot. The first one is possible. Our coming Laminion, you can count the first pasuk, even though it's needed to introduce the topic. Because if you look throughout Shas, says the Pnei Yeshua, if you look out throughout Shas, I want you to get it, the topic of Ein Dorshin Tchilas only applies when there's three psukim or more. Because when there are two psukim, everyone agrees what? Ein Dorshin Tchilas. Because you need the first pasuk to introduce the topic, then you have a second pasuk. But when you have three psukim, then already it's possible to say the first pasuk can introduce the topic and also be counted as a what? And also be counted as a number. And the Chiddush Aran,
Ein Dorshin is when it's less than three.
No. Everyone agrees Ein Dorshin when you have only two psukim. The Machlokas and Shas, whether Dorshin or Ein Dorshin, only applies if there are three psukim or more. Can you count it as a number? Everyone's going to agree with there's only two psukim, Lamaisa, Ein Dorshin, Chila. Because you need to introduce the topic, then you have a second pasuk. The machlokas, let's get it down. Of Dorshin, Chirin, Dorshin is only when there are three or more. Because then I could say maybe the first one is counted. Because I have so many psukim, I can also count the first pasuk to introduce the topic and also be counted as a number. And those are three.
Yeah, that's right.
Those are three, right. Those are three. Well, he was bothered by Akasha. He should have said Ein Dorshin Tchilas. It should have been quoted. Yeah. According to that opinion, it should have been quoted. But you're right. According to the opinion of Dorshin Tchilas, it fits good. Yeah. But we hold, according to the opinion of Ein Dorshin Tchilas, he's bothered by that Akasha. And in the Lashon of the Chiddush Aran, he asks like this. Thank you for bringing it, Matthew. He says, Mar Sarv Ein Dorshin Tchilas, Perish Rashi Zal, to the Gufi Tzorach, Laboy Munchen, Alim Lashon Gadol, Gadol of Rabbanasu, Vim Toymar, Vim Ikam Mandamar, the Krah Kamal, Itzrach, Lagufi. Of course the first pasuk needs to introduce the topic. How could you have such a what? What does Rashi say? My time in the Man Dorsh Tchilas. According to Rashi, you always need another halacha. Would there be a Man Damer that Krah Kama Litzrach Legufe? Why does Rashi ignore that theory? What's the theory, Lamaisa? What's the theory?
Three or more than
the theory of what? The theory of Tosfos is that it has to be used up for what? Theory of Rashi, it's got to be used up for another halacha. Why can't you just say Tosfos for it? That what? It's used up to introduce the topic. Would there be such a mandomer that you don't need a legufe? And why would the mandomer say Darish Tchilas? That you're Darish Tchilas and you ignore the topic being removed. You ignore the topic being introduced, right? The question is, what's this, according to Rashi, that you always need another halacha? What does that imply? He doesn't like Tosfos' definition that if it's needed to be used to introduce the topic. Why is that not enough to say? If it's needed to introduce the topic, that's the reason enough not to be Darish. You don't have to come up with a halacha. And number two,
Why would a man d'amar ever say, what would be the time of Dorish Tchilas? Why would you be Dorish Tchilas? Why would you be Dorish Tchilas?
By what?
My time of the demand of Dorish is, why would you be Dorish Tchilas? According to what Rashi Shita, who says that you use a what? It's used up on another halacha. If he's used up for another halacha, then everyone should say what? Everyone should say ain't Dorish Tchilas, no? Why would you say Dorish Tchilas? So therefore he gives this answer, as we said, that the whole topic is only when there's numerous psukim. Okay, I want to just close the word in Hanukkah, way, and that is the following. The only holiday that the Rambam discusses in the history of the Chag is what?
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. No other holiday.
Because you
could
find them in the...
Yeah. Oh, so the Rav said, l'shitaso, that the Rambam writes that in the Hakdama, what does he write? That all you need is what? Tanakh and my Rambam. Hanukkah is not in Tanakh. So therefore what? The Rambam has to record the history. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal said a different shot. What does he say? That the history is halacha. You want to teach a Jew Persumi Nisa? You better know the history. So it's a halachic statement. That's why the Rambam records it. If you're on a desert island and no one's there, do you have a chiv halachas neiris? Magen Rambam says no. There's no one to force from the neis to. Reb Moshe Zatzal argues says there's two dinim. There's Persumi Nisa and a Maisa Adlaka. We would paskin light without a bracha. But the Magen Rambam says Persumi Nisa is integral to the lighting. If there's no one there, there's no chiv the light. You better know the history. The Persumi Nisa is a chelik, said the Rebbe. That's why the Rambam quotes the history. The Rav said otherwise you know nothing about the history. Machleg is the Rav and the Rebbe how to interpret the first Rambam. We'll continue more of the Hussan. Everyone, well, let's stop Mincha. Let's make sure we have a minion. Guys are going home tonight. Have a great vacation. Please be careful. And Chazro, Sunday we have Shir, guys. Regular time. Okay.